At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go there and check out my website. You can register for my free instructional videos. You can find out information about golf lessons if you're interested in getting better at golf. That is a place to do it. Got some great products on there as well. So go to HaneyUniversity.com and check it out. All right. Live Golf kind of winding down this week. This is their last tournament of the year. And before they start up the next year, and the interesting thing will be who else joins LIV Golf for next year after the season is over. Surely there will be some additions. Who knows who they'll be? Rumors all over the place, but we'll find out when we'll find out. But they are playing their final team championship event. See, the whole thing with LIV Golf is they're banking on this team thing being a big thing. People like watching team events. I mean, they like watching the Ryder Cup. I don't know if they like watching the President's Cup. I think they'd like it more if it was a little more competitive, but they love watching the Ryder Cup. So the idea is golf needs to be shook up a little bit and give it a little team aspect. And that's what they've done. They got these four-man teams, and they're playing their season-ending event at Trump Derail. They're playing for $50 million. A $50 million purse. a big purse on the PGA Tour is like $10 million. And they've just gotten to that, you know, recently. They're playing for $50 million. It's double the prize money that they had in their first seven events. The winning team is going to split. There's four-man teams. The winning team is going to split $16 million. There are 12 teams, 12 four-man teams. Everybody makes something. You know, no cut. Everybody's getting paid. 3 days of golf, and it'll boil down to, who knows, you know, I'm sure it'll boil down to the last couple holes, and guys will have putts so for their team to win $4 million. Not their team. Each, $16 million for the team. Incredible. The individual deal on the LIV Golf has already been decided. Dustin Johnson, he won the individual title for the year. Dustin Johnson made an $18 million bonus. And people like, why did these guys leave to go to LIV Golf? Oh, my God. Dustin Johnson made a joke on, they asked him, you know, did you regret leaving? And he was sarcastic. Oh, yeah, I was really thinking about that last night after he knew he won this $18 million bonus. Yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to ask him why he left. It's very clear why he left. $18 million bonus. Brandon Grace got $8 million bonus. Brandon Grace got an $8 million. Peter Uihlein got a $4 million bonus. Peter Uihlein is 33. And this is interesting. He's an interesting one to me. Because his father is a longtime CEO president of Acushnet, Titleist Golf. Retired now. But for a long time, Wally Uihlein was arguably one of the most powerful men in the golf industry. That's not a stretch. He was. And his son, I find that interesting. I mean, they're a worldwide business, but he was one of the most powerful men in the golf industry. And seemingly the whole golf industry is against LIV Golf. But yet Wally Uihlein's son plays on LIV Golf. When I saw he was on LIV Golf, I thought, wow, that's, you know, well, maybe he did it without his father's blessing. I don't know. It's one of the things that I found interesting. Anyway, Peter Uihlein, he lost to Dustin Johnson. Or in a playoff, and he lost to Koepka in a playoff. So he's lost a couple. Maybe lost to Dustin Johnson on the last hole at Chicago. Then he lost to his teammate Brooks Koepka in a playoff on the last event they had. But Peter Uihlein makes $4 million on a bonus. He's made $11.3 million in prize money and bonuses. And he's been playing the PGA Tour since 2011. Now, he's kind of been on and off, you know, had status, had not. He started off with his playing the European Tour, worked his way to the PGA Tour. It's a good player. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But not a lot of people would really know that he's that good a player because, he hadn't won on the PGA Tour. He made $4 million on the PGA Tour in like 10 years. And last year in seven events on the LIV Golf Tour, he got some kind of bonus too. I don't know what he got, but he got some kind of bonus for signing. So it's not counting that. And it's all this BS that people throw out there that, you know, the bonus gets deducted from that's not true. The bonus was different than the prize money. You know, maybe somebody, out of all the players they signed, maybe somebody had a deal where it was guaranteed and then you worked it off kind of deal on the prize money. But all these top players, the bonus is different than the prize money. He's made $11.3 million in prize money and bonuses. He'd only made $4 million on the PGA Tour. Now, Peter Uihlein said this about the LIV Golf. He said, and the money will make you feel like this. He says, I'm just a lot happier out here than I've been the last 5 years playing on tour. That's what he said. Well, I mean, it's won $11.3 million and, you know, seven tournaments. So I bet he's pretty happy. But he said he likes the team aspect. I was never really a fan of the lone wolf kind of thing that we had to do. Being a part of a team, practicing, hanging out, kind of like college, it resonates with me and sticks with me. I really like it. And one of the popular things to say on the PGA Tour is, you know, there's some things money can't buy. Well, in Peter Uihlein's case, he's having his cake and eating it too. He likes where he's playing. He likes the prize money. He likes the format. He likes the hanging out with the team. He likes the smaller fields. And he feels like if he wins something, it's going to mean something to him. Brooks Koepka looked like it meant something to him when he won. Dustin Johnson sure looks like it means something to him when he wins. Cameron Smith looks like it means something when he wins on the LIV Golf Tour. Majors are different. Tournaments are tournaments in my mind. I mean, is a tournament win on the PGA Tour better than the LIV Golf Tour? Maybe it is. But if you were going to make $4 million for winning a LIV Golf Tour event, or $1.8 million like Rory McIlroy made for winning a PGA Tour event last week, come on, seriously. Which one would you take? You get a trophy for both. Is it worth $2.2 million to have a trophy that says PGA Tour on it versus LIV Tour? I don't know. I mean, maybe some people would say yes. I'm sure people would say yes. But I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. You know what? Give me the trophy and the $4.2 million, and you can have the trophy and the $1.8 million. I'm just saying. That's where I would stand on that. LIV Golf has 12 teams. These teams are all seeded based on their finish in the first seven events. They're seeded for the Doral big event, the big team championship. The number one seed is the Four Aces. That's Dustin Johnson's team. Now, they got Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Taylor Gooch. I mean, they got three stellar players, and they got Pat Perez, who, like, everybody loves to pick on Pat because he's finishing, you know, bottom of the pack in these tournaments, but he's winning. They've won four times. He's made so much money, it's ridiculous. He himself says, feels like I won the lottery. And it's not like he, you know, people laugh at it, but it's not like he hasn't contributed, because he has. He's contributed a lot. And they wouldn't have won. They might have won one of those four, but they wouldn't have won the other three without him. Not that he played good in every round, but he contributed for sure to his team. So they're the favorites. Okay. Then you got the Crushers. You got Bryson DeChambeau. You got Anirban Lahiri, Paul Casey, Charles Howell III. They're in second. They've had three runner-up finishes and a third place in seven events. Then you got the Fireballs. That's Sergio Garcia's team with Carlos Ortiz, Abraham Ancer, and Yujino Chachara, who won a young up-and-coming player out of Oklahoma State. Life-changing for him being on this LIV Golf Tour. Playing with his hero, Sergio Garcia. They're the third team. And then you got the South African team with Oosthuizen, Brandon Grace, Charles Schwartzel, and Henny De Plelis. They're the fourth place team. Then you got the Koepka's team in fifth. Brooks Koepka, his brother Chase, Peter Uihlein, and Jason Kokrak. That's a good team. And those guys are fired up. It seems like they're playing pretty good. So they could be a factor here. But here's how this thing goes: the top four seeds, they get a bye at Doral, and the 5th through 12 seeds, they compete in head-to-head match play competitions on Friday. And for each head-to-head matchup, there are 3 matches that take place: 2 singles matches and 1 alternate shot foursomes match. Hey, whether or not this works, whether or not they change it, at least it's something different. So these guys are trying to advance so they can have a chance to win $4 million apiece, which is huge prize money. Huge. So they got the 2 singles matches and then an alternate shot foursome. And then the 4 winners from Friday. So all these teams play. The 4 winners, they got 8 teams play. The 4 winners, they'll join the top 4 seeds, and then they play the same format on Saturday. This is a cool format. I can't wait to watch this. Now, 4 teams earning 2 points will advance to Sunday's team championship. So there's 4 teams will play on Sunday. And all 16 players will complete in twosomes on Sunday, with all the team captains playing together. And all 4 scores count towards the team score. The team with the lowest score will be the champion, and their team will win $16 million. The runner-up team's splitting $10 million, $2.5 million each. Third place is getting $8 million. They're getting $2 million each. Fourth place is getting $1 million each. Oh, my gosh. The next 4 teams get $500,000 each, and the next 4 teams get $250,000 each. I mean, these guys are just, they got so much money. It's absolutely incredible. Wow. And, all that doesn't include all these bonuses these guys, got paid. That format sounds pretty good. Dustin Johnson's team is the best team. Taylor Gooch is a heck of a player. Patrick Reed's obviously a really good player. And Dustin Johnson. Koepka's team has been playing awful good. Kokrak's good. Juhlheim's good. Brooks Koepka. Chase Koepka's been chipping in. He doesn't have as much experience as the rest of these guys, though. Yep. It'll be interesting. I don't know. I probably have to go with Dustin Johnson's team. But I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching on YouTube. I love the format. I love the amount of shots you get to see. Trump Doral is a great golf course. I'm anxious to see that. That's a memorable golf course. Like all the years that I went there and all the years I watched that course on TV, it's one of the courses on the PGA Tour that I find is memorable. I mean, there's a lot of courses on the PGA Tour, honestly. I just don't, I see holes and, there's some memories, but Trump Doral has memory. That 18th hole is an incredible hole. That was always one of the best holes in golf. And for that hole to decide, you got 4 guys playing it. And that hole is going to decide, what team wins $16 million. I think this is going to be great. I really do. I'm looking forward to the LIV Golf Finals at Trump Doral this week. All right. Hope everybody watches along with me, because I'll be talking about it next week for sure. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get the podcast every day. Go to voodoopainrelief.com if you've got arthritis, pain, joint pain, muscle soreness. My product will definitely help you out. You can try it for free. Get a free 2-week supply there. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Kenny Podcast.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.